Chapter 3, Types of Logistics. The topics that we will cover in this chapter is logistic types, inbound logistics, outbound logistics, reverse logistics, importance of reverse logistics, 3PL, third party logistics, fourth party logistics, 3PL versus fourth party logistics, and wrap up, summary. There are different types of logistics that involve the activities ranging from delivery of goods from the supplier to the final customer. So depending on the functioning of the logistic company, they have been categorized as per the role that they play. You know, each company has a segment that they cover, a range of work or the processes that they take care of. So let's understand more in detail in the chapter ahead. Each logistics types offer different services, aspects, and are considered to be the core component of the supply chain. By now, you all have understood that the logistic part is the core component of the supply chain. The logistic processes that have been evolved have become the main part of the supply chain. The tech-savvy customers now have a higher degree of expectations from online businesses when it comes to faster shipment. Earlier, let's say our older parents, they aren't tech savvy. Today, people who age to 70 and 80 are not so tech savvy. So they don't have very high expectations. But the younger generation, the millennials, they all have turned tech savvy. And that has increased the expectations of the customers to receive faster, quicker, and efficient delivery. And an efficient value chain considers the effectiveness of the inbound and outbound logistic elements along with the overall business activities. Now, what is inbound logistics and what is outbound logistics? Inbound logistics are the logistics that happen from the supplier to the manufacturer. It's about storing the product. It's about supply. It is in the supply and demand equation. It belongs to the supply element of the chain. Okay, it's about getting the goods from the raw material, maybe from the supplier to the manufacturer. And what is outbound logistics? Outbound logistics is belonging to the demand part of the equation of the supply and demand equation. It is about the logistics that take place from the final manufacturer to the final customer. It's about the retailer and the customer, or the distributor and the customer. So it is about goods going out and reaching to the final destination, and that is outbound logistics. To run an efficient businesses, you must ensure that both the inbound and outbound logistic activities are executed impeccably. So I have just explained you what is inbound logistics and what is outbound logistics. And in any given situation, if either of these logistics have fallen to the expectations, which has fallen less to the expectations, the whole process might fail. Suppose your outbound logistic is doing really well. The team, the two people involved are doing very well. But the inbound logistics is not delivering on time. The vendor is not doing the role properly and on delivering the right goods at the right time. You know, the whole process will fail. That's the reason the inbound and the outbound both needs to be performing properly and correctly. By coordinating these activities around the customer's request, you will be able to deliver the products on the end consumer in timely manner. Simple, eh? If you understand if your inbound logistics and your outbound logistics are delivering on time, doing the efficient job, making sure that shipments are reaching to the right stage at the right time, your end customer is being delivered and is happy because of the product reaching to them is on time and the right product too. There are five major types of logistics that are being carried out by pro-efficient companies to help meet the transportation and shipping requirements of businesses and manufacturers through the supply chain. Let's understand first, well, let's know the names and then understand them in detail in the chapter ahead. They are inbound logistics, outbound logistics, reverse logistics, third party logistics, famously known as 3PL, fourth party logistics, famously known as 4PL. We will understand more in detail in the chapter ahead. Inbound logistics. This is a visual presentation of how the whole inbound logistics work. So it starts from sourcing, the order is placed, it goes into order placement, then the vendor supplier, whom the order has been placed. So the person who is hunting for a raw material will first source for the material, then he will place the order to the vendor or the supplier, then the transportation from the vendor to or supplier to the receiving end, that is the manufacturer of the or production unit. This whole process, right from sourcing till receiving of the product, till of the manufacturing unit, is called inbound logistics. In a very simple way, it's explained very well out here. Inbound logistics is the first step in the logistic value chain. So the sourcing starts, and that is inbound logistics. Then the sourcing, then the order is placed with the supplier, just as it's shown in the visual representation. Also known as a receiving logistics. Inbound logistics refers to the movement of goods from supplier to the production. So basically from the supplier to the production is this whole, the whole logistics that happens between them is called inbound logistics. This includes storage and transportation of various products and information from the supplier through the warehouse. So from the supplier through the warehouse and further through the production facilities to the manufacturing of the processes and production. So as many people or company, as many processes or units are involved, some companies have supplier to directly production. Then there are some companies which come from the supplier to warehouse, warehouse to the company, company to the production unit. So as many, as elaborately the company has divided the processes, all this will get covered till the production unit receives the final raw material to start the production. Everything before that is called inbound logistics. The types of goods or services that are transported through this logistics flow are raw materials, as I just said. Better inbound logistic management makes the cycle more efficient and integrative. When we say integrative, it means when two or three things are put together in a system to make things work together. So they make the very good inbound logistic management helps to make the whole process, the start is done very well. So the expectation of the flow of the whole logistic team moving in the right direction helps when the inbound logistic is in place. An excellent way to manage inbound logistics is to use automatic orders or order fulfillment system. With this, you can be sure that it will directly impact the organization's success. So when you have your first step in your logistic is the inbound logistic, and once you have that in place, you will be rest assured that sooner the rest of the system also falls in place, understanding the start. But by any chance, if your start of your logistic or the supply chain has gone wrong, then you will obviously it will domino effect on the entire process too. So the best way is to have automatic ordering or fulfillment systems. Earlier when we used to receive orders, there used to be manual order understanding, you know, there used to be a call confirmation given to the customers if there are big orders. Then there was an invoice made manually by a person on an Excel sheet. Then they would go and give it to the production department and the production produces and then gives it to the packing department and then the final dispatch. Now, this whole process of documentation happens and the whole process happens very manually, which now is not the case. With the kind of Unicommerce or EasyCom, this whole process, at the minute you receive the order on your marketplace or your website, you will be able to generate your invoice in 1 second. Everything gets into a system faster and everything is automated. It is less of errors because there is less manual work and human work, and it's more automatic process. The packing and the production department also get the update of the order coming. They also estimate the date of when it will be delivered. So all of this happens through automatic ordering or order fulfillment system. Inbound logistics is all about transportation between the companies and their suppliers. So basically anything that happens between the supplier and the company is inbound logistics. The minute you place an order, suppose if I am placing an order in Hyderabad. So from the time I'm sourcing, I'm getting the samples, the logistics involved in sampling, then sourcing it, then placing the order, and me receiving as a final the raw material, all of this comes in inbound logistics. The job of inbound logistics is to transfer the crude or raw material to the respective departments or manufacturers for further processing. So basically, till the time I receive it, that's where the inbound logistics end. It is a first step with the value chain of the logistic, for which it is important to seek better processes flow and avoid hampering the remaining processes. It's obvious, if you have your first process in place, there is less stress on the second stage where the outbound logistics is involved, you know, for it going to delay. For the fact that if you delay the product on the first stage itself, however how good your outbound logistic team would be, there is going to be a delay in the final output of the delivery. So we have to make sure that inbound logistic is very efficient and delivery is done on time. And efficient inbound logistics can make a business manufacture high quality products, save big on the various costs. So the efficient inbound logistic companies will help them to have high quality products, save big on the various costs, and drive the sales. Once an efficient company is involved making sure the inbound logistics is working properly, you are surely going to drive your sales with that. It also contributes to minimizing the wastage of material and ensuring the right production. So the raw material is also ordered accordingly so that there is no wastage in it. Outbound logistics. A very simple presentation explaining you what is outbound logistics. The customer orders, transmission, processing, selection, transportation, customer delivery. This is what happens when you order on Myntra, you know, or probably in Amazon. You are the customer, there is transmission, processing of the order happens, QC and everything happens. The selection, that is the warehouse unit goes and selects the product. Then again, they get packed and then again transported and given to the customer finally. So all the logistics that is involved from the company to the customer, or the last mile logistics, I would say, is all outbound logistics. Outbound logistics is the movement of the finished product from the production facilities to the end customer. So it's generally the packed product. Last mile products are packed products. These goods move through warehouses further to the point of consumption in the hand of end consumers. This is often referred to as an order fulfillment process too. So outbound logistics, because of its processes, is also known as for order fulfillment process too. The outbound logistics activities are those that handle the managing, selling, transporting all the finished goods to the end customer. In simple words, whatever happens between whatever the order processing and logistics happen between the company, finished company that has finished goods, that could be the distributor, that could be the retailer, and to the end customer. This whole logistics that happen between them, you know, is outbound logistics. The outbound logistic movement refers to the business shipping and delivering their products from the warehouse to the customer. So at times it's from the warehouse to the customer, retailer to the customer, distributor to the customer. Extra care should be taken as outbound logistics play a major role in building the reputation of the business, as customer expects on-time safe delivery of their goods or products. So extra care should be taken. This has a lot to do with how the customer receives the product. The products are not damaged, the packaging is being done right, the service through which the service that is involved, that the transportation service is good, everything, you know, has to be taken care of. Inbound and outbound logistics. Both inbound and outbound logistic processes are important for overall supply chain management strategy. You can't dismiss one. You cannot say that only inbound is important and outbound is not. They both are important. While the inbound logistic processes might include everything from raw material to tools, outbound logistics is primarily concerned with end products ready for use by the customer. Both focus heavily on the transporting of goods, but inbound is all about receiving inside the factory and outbound focuses on delivering to the customer. It says it all. supplier to company inbound, and company to customer outbound. Reverse logistics refers to the movement of items or goods from the end user back through the supply chain to the appropriate party concerned. This occurs in the event of returns of or with the products that may need servicing or repairs, refurbishing, resale, recycling, recovering, or for the proper disposal. So generally, there are different reasons why there is a return done. That could be for repair, or that could be for refurbishing, or at times just for resale because you don't like that product anymore. There are times there are companies who are volunteering for recycling, or maybe the product is damaged. Recycling term is used for damaged products which are put into recycling, or the used products like used plastic bottles are used for recycling. And there are companies who are encouraging this kind of recycling, like Sublime encourages his customers to send their bottles back, 10 bottles together for recycling on the next order when there's a pickup, and recovering or the proper disposal of that product. As you see, if you are an end customer, you know, who has placed an order, you know, you will return it, and there will be a transportation and return collection center will be there. Now, what happens at the return collection center? You will understand through this. Reverse logistics services function something like this. You will retrieve, transport, receive. So suppose I am returning the goods, so transport it, then you receive it at the end, you inspect. Every return product is always inspected for QC, you know. Then according to the state of the product, it is sorted. Either it is sorted into resale, that is, it can be repacked and put because the customer just didn't like the product and the product is matching to the quality standards, so it goes back to the shelf for reselling. Or it goes for recycling because it is now damaged and it cannot be refurbished and they will use it to recycling. Let's say this way, I won't be surprised if there were some jeans that of Pepe had, I'm just saying, maybe not against the brand, you know, that there were jeans and there was something wrong with its bootcut fit or something like that. They would cut the jeans and turn it into shorts and we will not even come to know and sell it as a fresh new product. So this is something like recycling, you know. Then there is scrap. Scrap is in electronics, you land up getting in returns. A lot of products goes into scrap is because they cannot be used in either of the departments. And obviously in others, there are other reasons where it goes other departments. These are major departments where the returns go. Sold products can be returned to the manufacturer in the following scenarios. So there are basic typical scenarios when you receive the return. Customer no longer interested in the product. This particular reason has actually cropped up because of e-commerce. Because very rarely it used to happen that we would take effort when you're buying something from a retail store to go and change it because we've not liked it. Because when we buy it in retail, we feel the product, we try the product, you know. But in e-commerce, because you're not trying and you're not feeling the product, you actually land up sending it back. And that has been one of the prime reasons the returns happen. There is damaged goods. So there is when there's a good is damaged, it has been returned. Product recalls. Now what is product recalls? Product recalls is something that the companies do when they come to know there has been a defect from their side while supplying the product. Like Sony recalled their product who had put in their Sony laptop batteries and notebook batteries which had caught fire, and there were instances they got to know about this thing and they immediately called that batteries back. All the products that use that battery, especially the Sony notebook, they all were being called back. In fact, along with Sony, if I'm not mistaken, there were other brands like Dell also who had taken batteries from Sony. They also called back all the products because there was fire taking place because of overcharging and all of this. Fisher Price, McDonald's, all of them have done a lot of product recalls, and it kind of creates a good image about the company that they are being so customer sensitive and they're taking the efforts that nothing goes wrong with the customer. There are inventory returns, reusable containers and packaging. A lot of, just like how Sublime does, reusable containers and packaging, or for recycling, there are returns. Reusable goods. There are some goods which are reusable. That's the reason there have been a return. Seasonal item and hazardous material. So some electronic materials land up being very hazardous after the product, after so many trials, the product launch happened, the product reached the market, but it kind of creates hazards. That's the reason entire product has been called back.